now at the NFL's 2010 Scouting Combine, joined by Broncos General Manager Brian Sanders. Brian, you and the rest of the player personnel staff, very busy this time of year.
Yep.
Walk me through just how your days are structured and how you're able to cram so much work into just this short week in Indy.
First of all, the Combine is a great working environment because all the players from the country are here at one spot. And, you know, there's 330 guys here, 256 get drafted, and the purpose is to really evaluate their talent for our scheme, get timed drills in, and then there's two major parts that people don't realize. It's a major character research and interview process, and the second part is the medical, where they go through the exhaustive full physicals and our orthopedics and understand what the injuries were in college and project, or, you know, will they have issues in the future. So it's character, it's timing, it's performance, and then the medical is a great deal for us. So
we all see the 40 times in the footwork drills, but it sounds like those other areas, the medical and just in meeting the guys, that's probably just as important.
No doubt. You know, we're allowed to have 60 interviews that out of the 330, and so what we do is we have 15 minutes per player, and with the Broncos we do it a little bit differently. We actually research their issues. Let's say there's two major issues, and we hammer it from the side where they've never heard the type of questions that we're coming from. So it's a different and new way of doing it. Instead of saying, you know, tell me about your practice habits and your coaching and all that, it's really attacking the issues immediately in those 15 minutes and trying to resolve how they fit for the Broncos. Do we want this player, and can they handle the transition from the college to the NFL? And for example, like last night, we've done 19 players last night, and five or six were kind of like, you know, they might not fit for us. So it's an interesting process.
It sounds like that time is very valuable, and this process is year-round evaluating prospects. Excuse me. What step is this along the way, considering you have this time? I mean, from the 12 months of the year, how do you rank this step when you're preparing for the draft?
It's very important because you get the confirmed times and confirmed measurables and weights, and you can see their speed and quickness on tape. And we get to watch all this, and we put that at the end of the cut-ups. But first of all, we really evaluate the players off of their football tape, and that's what drives it. You know, the things that they do in shorts is maybe to confirm or not affirm what their traits are, like explosion and short area quickness and speed. But really, we evaluate our players off the football tape. This is more of like a confirmation. But the important thing for us is to find out who they are as a person, and are they smart, tough, and physical, and good teammates, and they have the social maturity to ascend at our level and become core contributors or starters for us. So it's very important, and in terms of the year-long process, we're hitting a part of the mountain where now we've got 2 months left, and we really drill down on the guys we like. From in March, we go to their school workouts, and we interview their coaches again. We do a lot more deep character research if the guy's still left on our board. And then in April, Josh and I are really tying up who we want and how they fit our scheme and what's our plan for success for those players. And then we draft them, you know, and go through the great draft weekend. So it's like we're at 80% to the finish line, and it started last March. And then, like for the 2011 draft, we start this March. The scouts go out and start working on the next year's board, and they're doing character research on our 2010 draft, but they're already starting the next year's draft when they leave here in March. They go out and start the next year's draft.
You mentioned smart and physical players. We've heard that for a year now from you and head coach Josh McDaniels and the rest of the staff. How important is it to have a plan like that already in place before you come here and you meet these guys and you spend this time with them?
Right. First of all, each team has their own philosophy of what type of players they have, what type of players do they want to acquire in pro, free agency, or the draft. And we have a system specific requirements for each player. So the quarterback has to have this. The offensive linemen have to have certain traits. But the overriding theme is, like I said, is smart, tough, physical, versatile, good teammates. And that's what we found in the last year's free agency class is Brian Dawkins and Ronaldo Hill and Andre Goodman and Davis and Buck Halter Gaffney, all these guys kind of fit that role, and they all thrived and had very successful. You know, some of them had the best years of their career because they all came together. And that's what we're trying to find in this draft, is so that they fit our specific scheme requirements, but they also have those other traits that have the foundation for being a good Bronco football player.